of weeks later at the Oval, Don Bradman played his last test match. Rex Alston described the scene as he came in to bat.
Here's the applause for Bradman as he comes in. A wonderful reception. The whole crowd is standing and the England team are joining in, and led by Yardley, three cheers for the Don as he gets to the wicket. Yardley went up to Bradman and shook him by the hand and then called for three cheers, and now the crowd settled down again. They've got 40 minutes more left for play, and Bradman is now taking guard. Holly's going to bowl at him, and John Arlott shall describe the first ball. So come on, John.
Well, I don't think I'm as deadly as you are, Rex. I don't expect to get a wicket, but it's rather good to be here when Don Bradman comes in to bat his last test. And now here's Holly to bowl to him from the Vauxhall end. He bowls. Bradman goes back across his wicket and pushes the ball gently in the direction of the Houses of Parliament, which are out beyond mid-off. It doesn't go that far. It merely goes to Watkins at silly mid-off. No runs, still 117 for one. Two slips, a silly mid-off, and a forward short leg close to him as Holly pitches the ball up slowly, and he's bowled. Bradman bowled Holly's not. Bowled Holly's not. And what do you say under those circumstances? How do you see a ball very clearly in your last test in England, the ground where you played out some of the biggest cricket of your life, and where the opposing team have just stood round you and given you three cheers, and the crowd has clapped you all the way to the wicket? And if you really see the ball at all. Anyway, Bradman went forward. It was Holly's googly. It clean bowled him, groping right down the pitch. And he was just beaten all the way. I think he was completely out of his crease and would have been stumped if it hadn't hit the wicket. He didn't seem to make any attempt to get back. He knew it had bowled him. Australia are 117 for two in reply to England's 52.
Despite the failure of Bradman, Australia were heading for an innings victory.
Bill Johnston's bowling, and nothing in a way could be more fitting than if Johnston were to take the last wicket of this series. The most improved bowler of the series, and a man of whom I think we shall hear very, very much in the future. Probably always be a better bowler in England than in Australia. The greater humidity of our atmosphere makes him very dangerous indeed. Now here he comes from the Vauxhall end, and he bowls to Holly, and Holly swings him hard and high. Everyone's stolen stumps, and Morris has caught him. It took an awful long time to come down. Every stump was out of the ground, and every bale was in a player's pocket before Arthur Morris made that catch. And England are all out 188. All out 188. Barnes has got a stump. Neither Young nor Hollies has. And now, they've both got that. And there's a small boy wants their autograph. He's being removed by two policemen, by a policeman and an official. Umpire Davies has got a stump. Loxton's got a bail. And now, in almost complete silence, these last two batsmen, Jack Young, not out three, Eric Hollies, not Fort Morris, Bull Johnston, come back into the pavilion, and the fifth test and the England-Australia series of 1948 is all over. Australia retain the Ashes, win the series by 4-0, the first time I believe that that's ever been done, and the players are now all back in the pavilion, and the crowd is coming slowly out from its seat and round towards, on one side at least, round towards the pavilion.